AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. I consider it a victory Monday, even though the Steelers didn't play yesterday. Welcome into Kabali and Mac. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. Don't forget to follow the show on all your social medias at Kabali and Mac. I know that's not proper grammar, but no one cares. Whether it's on X, where you may be watching it live right now, on Facebook, on Instagram, where you could still got a chance to win that Yoli's $100 gift certificate, by the way. We're about 65 Instagram followers away from giving that away to one of the first 500 followers on the Kabali and Mac Instagram account. And of course, on YouTube, Kabali and Mac, we're about 200 subscribers away. We're that close to giving away either whoever's name we pull, that person will have a choice. They get either an autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet or an autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest. So all the goods are up there for you to get your hands on, thanks to our friends at First and Goal Collectibles out at South Hills Village. You can check out the entire inventory, and they got a lot of good stuff. firstandgoalsports.com. We appreciate them supporting the show. Kaboom, how was the weekend? You look at you. You're in a fancy studio.
Forget about that. Let's talk about the important stuff here.
Don't even start the show with this. What you're going to do? What are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with, now, did you actually, like, do your hair? Or was it just the waking up part of it?
No. I mean, I just got out of the shower a few minutes ago. So I was like, hey, I'm not going to put a hat on.
I didn't know if you wanted the
got
messy
look. Got my
IC
light hat right behind me there.
I don't know if you wanted the messy look. But it doesn't look like it's, you didn't put any time into being messy.
That's usually what I do, because I mean, my hair is a disaster. It doesn't matter. I got to get a haircut later this week. So yeah, the IC light hat is right behind me.
Is Brian Garrett breaking some news on our website here?
Already he's hit the, you need a new car, don't you?
I don't know. I just did talk.
I'm sorry. You're very set on a truck. Kaboom's got to have a truck.
Yeah, we have to get stuck. And I just talked to Pump like 5 minutes ago, so Brian Garrett must be the pony burner.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah. All you did was whine and complain. So
I just wanted somebody who I can trust. I don't want no freebies or some deal. I just don't want somebody to rip me off.
Nobody's here to rip you off.
Everybody's here to rip me off.
No, I've told you. I got my people at Bowser that are ready to take care of you. It's not that hard to shoot a text and say, hey, my name's Mark Kabali. I'm looking for a truck.
You know,
both of my cars are ancient and falling apart.
Oh, you only knew.
Well, so in full disclosure, we bust your balls all the time for being late. We actually started like 30 seconds early today because you jumped on like 5 minutes before we were ready to go. We had time to have a full-fledged conversation before the show even started.
Yeah, I've been up since early in the morning. I'm
and down Southside after this?
Southside practice at 11 o'clock or 11-ish or whatever.
Yeah.
I had to borrow the in-laws' car because car one's front end, I think, might be falling off. That's a good car. And the car two,
the one that was famously stuck in the grass at St. Vincent earlier this summer.
Infamously, I get in the car on, I don't know if it was Thursday. It had to be Thursday. Maybe it was Thursday. You know, the wife just took it to go up the hill to get the kids.
Okay.
So, obviously, if your wife is in the car, it's pushed all the way up, right?
Okay.
So, I reach down, push the seat back. Seat's not going back. Seat's somehow busted. So, I have to drive this car. So, I have to squeeze into it. And this is how I was driving. And I just snapped. I just snapped. That's it. I'm done.
All
I'm
up
done.
On I the need wheel.
Yeah. I could barely. I had to incline it all the way back like this, but it was all the way pushed forward. And I snapped, and that's it. I'm done. I need a new car.
It's in neutral.
It's in neutral, right?
Uh-oh. Am I frozen?
No, you're not frozen.
I'll see a little.
I just wanted to bust this clip out again.
Oh, yeah. I can see it's really working.
Two, three. Oh, there we go. Ah!
La-dee-da-dee-da.
Oh, it's working. Don't worry. Maybe not on your end, but it's working. Everybody can see it. Just revisiting your car, being stuck on the grass at La Trobe. So that's the older one that...
Well, that's the one the seat's broke now. And it hasn't been inspected in 2 years.
Good. Way to give every police department from Jefferson Hills to the city of Pittsburgh a heads up that if they see you in that one,
yeah,
driving up on the wheel like this, they can just pull you over for an entire inspection.
It's not getting moved. So this is why the push to get a new vehicle is in motion. Hopefully.
All right. Well, hopefully it gets done soon. If anybody out there wants to help Kaboom out, by all means, reach out to him. You know how to get a hold of him.
What I do realize is everybody's it's like, you know, like assholes. Everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it goes? Whatever. Everybody has
opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one is how it goes.
It's just like another one too, is when you say, hey, anybody have a doctor? And 100 people say, yeah, my doctor's the best. No, I'm going to tell you my doctor's shit. Right. So everybody has the best car salesman.
Everybody's trying to help you out, but you always think you're trying to get got. Like,
yeah, well,
Mom's not going to send you somewhere that isn't going to take care of you.
I trust Pomp.
I'm not going to send you somewhere that isn't going to take care of you.
I trust Pomp.
You don't trust me, though.
Well, a guy I know.
I just got my daughter a car from Bowser.
Yeah, and you said it smelled like...
Yeah, I mean, the Marlboro Man's taint. Yeah. but deodorized it for us like 3 times, and it's perfectly good now.
Go to Blue Knob. Go to Carvana.
Blue Knob's not bad.
I'm not going to Blue Knob.
Big selection of used cars up there. You want to use truck?
Carvana.
People swear by Carvana. Carvana.
Somebody else told me something. Oh, yeah. My buddy said, go up to Somerset. I'm like, I'm not going to Somerset.
Well, I mean, Blue Knob would be farther than that. Anyway. We'll keep up to date on Kaboom's car chronicles as they continue.
I don't buy cars very often. Trust me.
We can tell looking at the
two that you currently have. I've bought one new car in my entire life. And it's the current one that I have. The
totally white. Unsurprising.
You know, it's been hand-me-downs. It's been used. It's been trash. It's been whatever.
So go get a nice new truck.
I don't want to spend. You ever see how much a new truck is? I ain't making Mac money.
I mean, you probably squirreled some away, I would think. You know, not having what? Yeah, one car payment for the last few years.
And that damn car payment's going to be gone here in March, so that's why this is getting pushed.
All right,
in motion. Everybody's that's why they come here to see my car payment. I hate car payments. I hate them.
I hate them too. We only had one until we. Yeah. Well, we still only have one because we bought
two
the
car payments
car for the daughter outright.
Forget about the. I leased for a long time, and that was ridiculous.
That's dumb.
So. Car right. payment. Having two car payments, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Thanks to our friends at Southwest Greens. Not crazy to consider having the best looking. That was a pomp level segue by me. What's not crazy is getting a hold of Southwest Greens today. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. Grass that never needs to be mowed, watered, fertilized. They come in. They do an expert job of installing artificial grass that looks and acts like real grass. This isn't like the old threadbare carpet that your grandma had on the patio out back. This isn't Veteran Stadium turf. This isn't whatever crap they played on in London yesterday morning. This is good stuff. Pets, kids, the whole family can enjoy it. And you don't have to worry about mowing it, about watering it, about fertilizing it, any of that crap, any of that nonsense. Get a hold of Southwest Greens today. Tell Jake the Cabali and Max sent you. SouthwestGreensPA.com. We appreciate them supporting the show. So in classic Cabali fashion, he knew he had to get up early, yet he was still up late watching the Bills and Patriots, as I think most of us who are football fans probably did. And we got another classic Cabali midnight tweet. This one, nobody in the NFL has fewer losses than the Pittsburgh Steelers. This isn't about poop. This isn't dude wipes. This isn't about wings from Archie's or anything like that. This is straight Cabali spitting straight facts. The Steelers are 3-1 and firmly atop the AFC North. If the season ended today, your favorite caveat, Mark.
Yeah, I can't do that yet because the AFC plays tonight. But
that's true. But if the season ended today and they didn't play tonight, either way, tonight's game won't affect the Steelers in the standings. They would be the 3 seed in the AFC, Mark.
Yeah, who would they play, though? Uh-oh.
Well, depends on what happens tonight, right? Doesn't it? I think if the Chiefs win, the Chiefs will be the...
That's why I don't do that. Don't steal my gimmick.
I'm not stealing your gimmick. I'm putting it up on a tee for you.
Yeah, it's gimmick infringement.
I'm selling for you.
Gimmick infringement.
So are we allowed to feel good after what happened this? I think I saw
you have to feel good, right?
It's the first time in 7 years since 2018. Now we know how that year ended. But the first time since 2018 that the Steelers on their bye saw everybody else in the AFC North lose.
Not only lose, two of the three look like horse crap. Pucky, and the other one's a disaster as it is. Let's make no mistake about this. They have what they need right in front of them here. They get the 5-1. It's all smooth sailing from there. I think that's you might as well hand them the division if they get the 5-1.
Whoa.
I think so. Yes. 5-1, you hand them the division. They won't lose it. If they drop a game to Cleveland, which you know, historically, they play well at home against Cleveland. If they drop this next week, we sit here at the same time saying, boy, did they blow an opportunity. They let everybody back in. They had their foot on their throats, and they couldn't crush
it. Denny Green, we let them off the hook.
So these next two games are extremely huge, considering you got the Packers, Colts, and Chargers following a, two games in 4 days. You got to beat these two horse shit teams. And they are horse shit teams. And like I said, if it was in Cleveland, I would be a little bit more worried. If they weren't coming from London, I'd be a little bit more worried. If Steelers play well in Cincinnati, Cincinnati's a disaster. I like their chances. However, this is the NFL, my friend. Anything can happen.
Well, I was going to say, the fact that you're playing division rivals always mitigates just how good or bad either team is. Look at the Patriots and Bills last night, for example, right? Everybody's on Mike Vrabel's jock again this morning. Maybe rightfully so. I'm still not a total believer. Drake May looked really good, though. Like that throw he made to Stephon Diggs running toward the sideline.
He made Stephon Diggs. You made Stephon Diggs look 10 years younger.
He did. It was a great revenge game for Diggs. May looked really good.
The defense Patriots, is good. Defense
Patriots
good.
Would be in the playoffs right now if the season ended today. Once again, I'll
which could you now you think about it, that's a huge potential tiebreaker if as the season comes to the end. Because that's right now, you could say all you want about how the Patriots lost that game. I don't believe that. They don't just fumble the ball. The Steelers forced those fumbles in critical times. They won the game.
Well, and either way, like it still looks like that win and even the loss to the Seahawks, as bad as it was at the time, both of them look a lot better now than they did, you know, when we sat there and did the WL game before the season and had both of them penciled in as wins. Like, looks much the Seahawks are damn good. I know they lost yesterday. They lost to a Tampa Bay team that's on fire right now. So I don't fault them for that, even if it was at home. So the Seahawks are a good team. The Patriots are a pretty good team, at least better than maybe we thought they were. So all of a sudden, the 3-1 start looks a little bit better through that lens. Now,
they're still lacking.
Talk about week one.
They're still lacking Patriots in running game, running consistency, and more threats offensively rather than the tight end. And at least Diggs this time. So it's not like they're a finished product as well. By the way, is it?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Possible.
Steve fumbled again before he got in the end zone.
Yeah, lately. Trust me, I have him on my fantasy team, so that helped out late in that game. Nobody cares about your fantasy team.
No, nobody cares about it.
Could it possibly go down, which I think is freaking hilarious, Baker Mayfield might be the best Browns quarterback of all time.
Not to pat myself on the back, but earlier this summer I was doing a show for BetMGM, and we talked. I had him as a sleeper MVP pick, and
we both had him winning the division.
We both had Tampa winning the division.
Don't we have him
in the playoffs?
I have him in the NFC title game, if I recall.
Hold on, let me pull it out here. Let me pull it out. We both have him losing to the Lions in the NFC championship game, I think. Mm-hmm. So those were our official preseason predictions. Tampa Bay. Now, granted, they've won each game in like the final 3 minutes or so, but
other than losing them.
Exactly. So I wanted to back up what you said about how big Sunday's game is with some numbers. First, I want to thank our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. They're the best. They're going to be out Kaboom's house soon, doing his wife's office. He'll pop over here after that, do a little work. I don't know. We might have him do the bedroom. We're going to do like a sexy mural scene on the ceiling, maybe. No, not really.
A mirror.
I'm making that up. Yeah.
A mirror.
They can do it all, though. Interior, exterior. Make your house look brand new with a great paint job from Higgins Professional Painting. They'll do the drywall repair too, clean up the nicks and dents in the wall. They can do it for your business as well, commercial and industrial. You want them to come out and give you a free estimate today? Get in touch with them at 412-344-0480 or just go to HigginsProfessional.com. They've been doing it for 4 decades, family-owned business in the Pittsburgh area, and they do a great job. We appreciate them supporting the show. So numbers I mentioned that back up just how big this game is on Sunday against the Browns, not just because it's a division rivalry and you're coming off the bye and the rest of the division is reeling, but how about this? Uh-oh. 25 teams have started the season 4-1 since the NFL expanded the playoffs to 14 teams. 23 of those 25 teams made the playoffs. That's 92%. Only ones that didn't, the Ravens and the Chargers in 2021. So you start 4-1, and I know this isn't the goal and the end-all be-all for Steeler fans especially, but you start 4-1, you're more or less guaranteeing yourself a trip to the playoffs. Now, if you do not go 4-1, if you go 3-2, right? Let's look at that one. 45 teams in that same time frame since they expanded the playoffs to 14 teams have started the season 3-2. Only 25 of them have made the playoffs. So it drops like 56%. So the point here is that a win on Sunday is massive for, like you said, setting the table for the rest of the year.
Yes. I mean, it's not only that, I think you have to come off of this bye week and it not affect you. And I am a tad bit concerned. I know Tomlin's pretty decent after bye games, after bye weeks, but I've never seen a bye week where you come from Ireland, basically did not get on the field at all last week, then came back a week later, then trying to rev it back up. Now it helps that Cleveland's on the road, came from London and playing Dylan Gabriel. But right. Yeah, I get your point. They need to win these two games for, I mean, stats are the stats there. I believe those stats, right? Even though I don't know where you stole them from.
Indianapolis Star.
So it's very important to get to that 4-1 into that 5-1, just so you give yourself a little bit of a buffer. But I mean, you have to consider what would happen if they do lose.
Well, if they lose,
then it
resets then, everything.
Now they sink, fire Tomlin, get rid of Austin. Rodgers is cooked.
Well, it would depend. Look, we say this all the time when we talk about, well, if they win, if they lose. A lot of it depends how they win and how they lose, right? Like, they won in New England, but nobody cared because they had to force 5 turnovers to do it, right? They lost. I mean, they could lose a game in a tight back and forth on a field goal at the gun or something like that. Maybe people don't feel as bad about a loss, but it is Cleveland. You should win it. And if you start 5-1, there's a good chance that, I mean, Baltimore could be 1-5 by the time.
Probably will be.
Yeah, because there's probably no Lamar this week against the Rams. Probably. That's just.
Why would it? They get a bye after that, right?
Exactly. So they're going to try and steal one without Lamar, although Derrick Henry didn't look good yesterday. That's the thing that's getting lost a little bit. Is that
they're not giving him the ball.
As bad as the Ravens defense is, and it's the worst in the league to this point this year, they've already given up. How about this? They've given up more points through five games. They've given up more points already, the Baltimore defense, than they did in that entire 2000 season when they had that incredible defense that went to win the Super Bowl. So 5 games. They've already given up more points than their best defense ever. Their defense looks atrocious. Now, it looked atrocious last year through the first 8 or 9 weeks. And they put it together in the last half of the year, ended up stealing the division from the Steelers, who fell on their face because their defense was a mess. So that's where I do still pump the brakes a little bit. In fact, the Ravens are still the betting favorites. If you check out the sports books, the Ravens are still the favorites to win the division.
That's ridiculous.
Have you looked at the back half of their schedule, though?
Well, I don't care if I look at the back half. I look at their current quarterback situation and their current how they've played. I mean, Cooper Rush aren't going to win you. He ain't going to win you many games.
He's going to win you no games at Cooper
Rush. I would
Rush.
Assume that you have to switch quarterbacks this week, go to Huntley, right? I would imagine you'd have to.
Or do you just look at it and say the defense is the problem? Because
They got a bunch of people hurt, but I don't know, man. It's just I don't know how they're betting favorites because I can't see them winning this week at all.
Because if they get healthier on both sides of the ball coming out of their bye,
but
listen to the last. Hey, listen, I understand, to the last 10 but they games got, they, for the Ravens,
they got 2 with the Steelers.
So, they do have 2 with the Steelers.
So that's a plus.
It is a plus. It's a plus for the Ravens. They can make up ground real easily. They've got Bears, the Dolphins. The Steelers can
put the stake in the heart.
They've got two against Cincy. They've still got another against Cleveland left. They've got one against the Jets. I mean, their schedule stacks up pretty favorably in the back half to where if they want to make a comeback, maybe not to win the division if the Steelers do win these next 2 games, but certainly they could be a playoff team. How'd you like that? You think the Ravens are dead and buried and you've shoveled dirt on their grave, and then the Steelers win the division and wake up and have to play a wild card game against the Ravens?
They've won a couple times that they played them, or at least twice that off the top of my head.
Yeah,
they played them in the playoffs.
They've lost one or two also. But
you're acting like the Ravens have some kind of cakewalk, man. They got the Steelers twice, where all of a sudden that's hard. They got the Patriots. They got the Packers.
That's it.
Vikings, Dolphins.
Who knows who the Vikings quarterback will be by then? Carson Wentz is down to one arm, and who knows when J.J. McCarthy will be back. But my point is this. As good as I feel about them being a game and a half up on the Bengals, 2.5 up on the Ravens and Browns, look, these next two, like you said, they have two games in 4 or 5 days where they have a chance to put a stranglehold on the division, but they've got to win those two games. Like, it's rare that you say a week 6 game at home against the Browns is a must win, and it doesn't bury the season if they lose, obviously, but this is as close to must win as you get at this point in the season. You got to win Sunday against the Browns and then quickly turn around and take care of the Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that goes without saying. I mean, they're not going to be eliminated if they lose these two games, but I think they're very close to must wins. I mean, they're easily winnable games against bad teams. So, where, you know, and I keep saying Steelers play Cleveland well at home and they play Cincinnati well in Cincinnati over the past 20 some years, so they should be.
Now, if the Steelers are 5-1,
don't mean they will be.
Wow, is that a guarantee?
I'm just saying. I mean, you've seen football. You know, if you look at our picks this past week,
you didn't do too hot.
I think I did better than you.
No, you didn't. You had a 6-6 Sunday, my friend. I went 8-4 on Sunday.
You're totally lying. I picked the Carolina Panthers.
I wrote them down right here. You did not pick Carolina.
I did pick Carolina. No, I didn't.
You picked Miami. I wrote it down.
You're lying. I picked Carolina. I picked Tennessee.
You did pick Tennessee. I'll give you that one.
I think you picked New Orleans. I'm going to have to start writing these down.
Why would I try and game the system here?
Because you don't want to dye your hair.
You don't either, which is why you make up lies. You're a liabetic.
Now, who'd that sound like?
Who?
Madden. Madden's a classic liabetic.
You got liabetes. I learned that from our defensive coordinator in high school, Mike Silanoff.
I remember him.
Yeah, I think he's still with Duquesne as the D coordinator, I want to say. But yeah, the great Mike.
What about our Jaguars shit in the bed on Sunday, man. Friday?
No good. No good for TJ. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. We appreciate them. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. The whole team is there, ready, willing, and able to get it done no matter what kind of home you're looking to sell or buy. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, Corey, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team. The Dan Heck team, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. You're looking to move into a new spot in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. We appreciate them continuing to support the show as well. Where was I? 5-1. If the Steelers win these next two and they're 5-1 and they've got like a 3 or 4 game lead in the division, right?
Yeah.
Are people going to allow themselves to feel good?
No.
Or are they still going to have something to bitch about?
Oh, definitely. They wouldn't have beaten the Browns by enough. They weren't beating the Bengals by enough. They got a tough schedule heading down the stretch here. Aaron Rodgers doesn't look. You can't please him. I look at him as the vocal minority, maybe not the majority.
I feel like there's some positivity bubbling to the surface. Like Scott on YouTube just commented, they're going to be the one seed. They're going to beat the Chargers, Colts, and Bills.
Yeah, then let's hear what Brian Garrett has to say. Then
he's just taking shots at me for Penn State losing.
Well, that's true. It's true.
I mean, it's true that Penn State lost and looked like garbage, but
forget that they look like garbage. Their head coach looked like a clown after the game. Sounded like a clown after the game.
Well, they had to travel, Mark. And, you know, it was a very emotional loss to Oregon, so they weren't really able
to. You played probably the worst team in FBS.
No, there's no excuses. James, the only I said this Saturday night, the only way James Franklin should keep his job is if he wins out. Win out, okay,
You're going to beat Indiana and Ohio then, Ohio State.
No, they're not. They'll lose both of them. Now, Indiana's at home. So, but man,
maybe they should have a blue out. That white out in the
There was a blue out in the first half against UCLA. They were getting blown out.
Well, the white out in the northeastern part of this country hasn't worked the past 2 weeks. First in Penn State, and second in Buffalo.
It did not.
You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. You guys.
I'm not personally embarrassed.
You just gave up 47 points to UCLA and Ronnie Sunshine Bass calling the goddamn plays.
I did? I shouldn't be embarrassed. James Franklin should be embarrassed. That defense should be embarrassed. Drew Aller should be embarrassed.
I'm telling you, I think Drew Aller is about fifth worst problem on that team. You can't keep giving up 40-some points to UCLA. You can't give up, you know, easy scores in overtime to Oregon. I mean, you just can't do that.
You can't, but I wouldn't call him fifth on the list of problems. He's top three, definitely. Mm-hmm. Are you glad you've made me revisit this now?
It wasn't me. It was somebody over here.
Yeah, it was Brian Garrett, Mr. Negativity.
Well, it's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. It's $56 million to get him out of here.
I'm not paying it. I'm not footing the bill.
Maybe get the Dan Heck team to help out.
We need a whole lot more.
Is there really a GoFundMe page out there to get rid of him?
Is there? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm going to pay money.
Surprised at
all? I'm going to pay money to give a coach $56 million to leave.
It's not a bad deal. It's one hell of a golden parachute. Would you bet Aaron Rodgers to be MVP right now?
No.
No?
He's the MVP of the Steelers, yes.
Right.
No, MVP of the league?
Yeah, MVP of the league.
I mean,
who's MVP of the league right now?
I mean,
is it still Josh Allen?
Well, we got the recency bias, so he might have to take a step back. I mean, you got to throw Daniel Jones in there right now. I hate to say that, but you do.
That's wild. That's just wild.
Right?
He's still 40-1 if you wanted to bet Daniel Jones to be MVP.
You got to throw Baker in there. You got to throw Daniel Jones in there.
Baker's down to 14-1. Rodgers isn't even on here. Look at this. He's
way
down.
He was like 1,000-1 or 500-1 or something. It's probably still going to be Allen. I mean, Jackson all of a sudden took a step back. He didn't play. Your favorite guy, Justin Herbert, who has never won anything in his entire career, all of a sudden.
All the other names at the top of the list are like, Mahomes, Herbert. Herbert didn't look great.
Yeah, what the hell does Herbert do? Tell me. Please tell me what he does.
I mean,
he's a classic, okay, he can put up some stats and times, but what has he done? Nothing.
I think the Baker MVP candidacy should have a big old bandwagon rolling down the road at about 70 miles an hour right now.
I mean, nobody in Philly. Barkley gets 6 carries.
Let's bring this up because I don't care about Pickens in particular, but our buddy Mr. Negativity Ponies Burner Brian Garrett brought up George Pickens with his 5th touchdown yesterday. The Cowboys rolled the Jets.
He's the best. He's the best number one receiver out there when the number one receiver is not out there.
So,
make any sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's not about Pickens specifically for me. I want to bring it back to the Steelers getting ready for the Browns. No Calvin Austin, I would presume. And on the other side of the ball, you're probably without Jalen Ramsey. So, and you're still without Highsmith. So there are still a couple of key injuries to keep an eye out for going into this thing. And the offensive side of the ball worries me a little bit more because they were very intent on telling everyone after the win over the Vikings that it was game plan specific, that they ran so many tight ends so often and ran those heavy formations. I don't just keep doing it until someone shows they can stop it.
I don't know if that really translates into what to the Browns because the Browns have a really good front.
They do.
Seven. So
isn't that all the more reason to run a sixth offensive lineman and Darnell Washington out there every time?
I probably would not do that. I would not to the degree what they did it in Minnesota against Minnesota.
What are you going to do?
I would try it. I would try it.
Ironic.
Yeah. I mean, I would try it, yes. And if it's really, really working, then you could say to it. But I don't want to be reliant on that as every year, every week that we know that that's going to be the plan. I mean, it's not always going to work. So I want to see more play action. I want to see more tight ends. I want to see who that number two is. Is it Roman Wilson or is it going to be Jonnu Smith finally moving into that spot where we thought he might fit in that before Calvin Austin emerged at? Like I said, I would try it. I wouldn't go 40% with Spencer Anderson with the nipple rubber.
Nipple rubber. I mean, maybe not 40%, but like that still has to be a solid part of the game plan, especially against, like you said, a Browns front that can absolutely wreak havoc on the run game. We didn't even mention Myles Garrett. How are you going to slow him down? I mean, you're going to have to keep somebody in or use an extra blocker. I have no problem at all going heavy sets and throw into the tight ends when you're down to DK and we don't even know if Roman Wilson's going to see the field or not for more than five snaps.
Problem with the heavy set with Myles Garrett is you never know where he's going to be. I mean, you go heavy to the left, he goes to the right. I mean, that's what makes that so difficult. That's why I can't wait to see till Highsmith comes back, see what they do there. How they use Herbig, if they use him strictly as a platoon player, if they could use him in different formations. Because I think you're going to see Highsmith on the right, Watt on the left, right? I think you're going to see those guys there exclusively. And I think Herbig's going to fill in both sides and be able to move around a little bit more. That's the way I would do it. I'm sure Terrell Austin has probably a different plan. But I think I digress off to what I was talking about here.
No, you brought it. We were talking about guys that are out still or guys that will be out against Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I don't know about Jalen Ramsey. How much did he miss? He didn't miss that much, did he?
I mean,
I don't know.
They tried to get him back out on the field, and then I don't know if he was out there for the rest of the game. So I don't think they want to mess with a hamstring with Ramsey, if that's what it is, and I think that's what it is. That's what they're saying anyway. I don't want to mess with that, especially if Porter's coming back this week. I feel like I could probably get through these two games in 5 days and let Ramsey get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, the hamstrings, they tend to take a while.
They linger.
I mean, it all depends on what grade of a tear it is. And a strained hamstring is a tear. Hamstring is just a grade of it. I don't know. But
thanks, Doc.
I would wish he would.
David Chow over here.
If you need Jalen Ramsey for a game, you would love to have him against Cincinnati. But if you don't have him against Cleveland, you're not going to have him against Cincinnati.
Right. You're basically rolling the same lineup out there 4 days later. Like that's, you don't have any time really to make changes.
They don't do anything. I mean, they literally have Monday off. They do a walkthrough Tuesday and they're done. So it's not like they can even put anything in, really.
See, the more we talk about it, the more the Thursday night game in Cincinnati worries me than this Sunday against the Browns. As bad as the Bengals are, it's just, man.
But the Steelers could put up five bills against them, man. They could put 500 yards up against that god-awful defense. And I can't see Jimmy Browning, whatever the frick his
Jake
name
Brown.
Is. Jake Browning. Putting up a ton of points. Although they did score late yesterday against the Lions, but I think that was just all garbage.
That was a garbage time touchdown. That absolutely had nothing to do with what actually happened in that game.
And here's the thing, too, is, and we tend to forget about this, too, is Lamar got hurt. They had to go with Cooper Rush. Burrow got hurt. They got to go with Tom Browning. You like that one?
Tom Brown.
Cincinnati, you get it? Get it, Cincinnati?
Great lefty, right? He's a lefty, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Tom Browning?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was back in the day when dudes who played
Paul Browning might be dead.
Jesus, way to get dark real fast.
I think he might be. Tom Browning, yes, he died like 3 years ago.
Jeez, way to bring the mood down.
Yeah, he was my childhood. Tom Browning, great.
I hated the Reds, though, growing up, man.
Great guy.
Especially after the 1990 NLCS.
Flacco didn't get hurt, but their backup, Dylan Gabriel, stinks. What we tend to forget is if Aaron Rodgers is 41, 42-ish, 42 here in another month or so, if he does get hurt, I like my chances with Mason Rudolph compared to the other three teams in the division and what they had to go with.
Yeah, but let's hope that doesn't become.
Well, what I'm saying is once Lamar went out, they're dead. Once Burrow went out, they're dead. If Aaron Rodgers happened to get banged up, I don't think they're dead.
They're not dead. They could probably, to your point, tread water a little bit better than the rest of the division. Because their defense is better than everything else in the division.
I don't think we're giving Mason enough credit there.
No, I'm not taking anything away from Mason. If we're talking the quality of backups in the AFC North, yes, I'll put Mason up there ahead of Dave Browning and whoever from the Browns and Cooper Rush or Snoop Huntley. But I guess my point is, I hope it doesn't get to that point.
You don't. But what I'm saying, it's not a death sentence in my eyes.
They just got to get through these next two. Put a couple W's up against division rivals. 2 wins in 5 days. Go to 5-1. Feel good about where you're at going into that stretch of the schedule that you talked about. Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio, too. I feel like the old Facebook feed is nothing but friends of ours posting pictures of their kids going to homecoming dances these days. If you've got a daughter going to a homecoming dance, Nail Studio 2, the place for them to get their nails all prettied up, because they're giving 15% off services for students for homecoming. Also, if mom takes them in, they'll get 15% off as well. New clients, 15% off for a limited time as well. They've completely renovated the place and updated it. It looks fantastic out there in Peters Township, Lakeview Square, right next to Juniper Grill off of 19, the Murray Peters Township area. You can book online 24/7. Go to nailstudio2.com, Nail Studio Roman numeral 2. So that's nailstudioii.com. Or give them a call if you prefer, 724-941-4595. We appreciate them supporting the show as well. It was a crazy week outside of just the AFC North teams losing. How about this? How's this for another graphic I stole?
Who'd you steal that from?
The NFL PR Twitter.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans overcame an 18-point deficit to beat Arizona. Panthers overcame a 17-point deficit to beat the Dolphins, who you picked to win. The Broncos overcame a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter to beat the Eagles in South Philly. Saints, an 11-point deficit to beat the Giants. Commanders overcame a double-digit deficit as well to beat the Chargers and your favorite quarterback in the world, Justin Herbert. Here's a question for you, Kaboom. It's not a fair question because you're going to say the Cardinals lost to the Titans.
Oh,
but let's remove that one from the conversation for just a second. Which of those is the worst?
Well, Tennessee.
I said you remove that one from the conversation. Well,
I don't think Tennessee won that game. I think Arizona lost that game.
That was terrible.
I thought Carolina played well. They ran the ball well. So I'm not going to say that one. Probably the Commanders. They're going to the Chargers, and the Chargers can't do diddly poo offensively. Did they even score an offensive touchdown?
Yeah, didn't they? Didn't they lose 27-10?
Yeah, I thought it was something.
You might be right.
I didn't watch that game.
I didn't keep a close eye on that one.
Who did they play again?
The Chargers, the Commanders. You just mentioned Washington going out to L.A. Herbert only passed for 166. Yeesh. He did have a touchdown pass. So, yeah.
Lance McConkey.
Lad McConkey, but close.
Yeah, I got him on my fantasy team. I don't even know his name. Lad McConkey. But, yeah, I would say that one. When you're considered a division capable, winning capable team, an AFC division capable winning team, and you blow a lead to the Commanders like that because your offense and your great quarterback does nothing. He averages about, what, 4 yards per attempt?
So you're all the way out on the – who do you like in the AFC West? You hate the Broncos. You hate the Chargers.
Probably Chiefs until they lose. I don't think the Chiefs are very good, but I'm still not picking against the Chiefs.
Okay.
I like the Raiders, if you recall. See how where that one got me.
Oh, my God. Are they bad? See, I think the Eagles loss to the Broncos is if we remove that Cardinals-Titans situation from the conversation, I think, I mean, you're up by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter at home, and you let them come back and not just tie it up, but they go for 2. The Broncos did. They take the lead, and you can't put anything. They have now the Eagles yardage-wise through the first 5 weeks of the season, the worst offense in the NFC, 261 yards a game.
That's not good.
No, you have Saquon Barkley. You have AJ Brown, who's constantly whining about how often he gets the ball. You have Hurts. I think they might actually low key be in trouble. What are you surprised by on your phone? Since you're getting distracted.
I'm getting a call from Clareton, PA.
I mean, it's right over the hill. It's not that far.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who would. A lot of times, you know, they really get you now. They put like Clareton or something like that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like just a spam call that just says that.
Yeah, that's how they get you to answer it.
I'm not answering it.
See, good job by you. Look at you staying focused.
No, I'm just looking. It says the number just. Technology barbecue restaurants? What the hell? That was,
oh, you reverse Googled the number?
Yeah, it doesn't work. You got they want you to pay for it. I ain't paying for that crap.
No, you don't need to do all that. I've never seen anything like I saw in that Arizona game. Never.
No, I mean, that was just ridiculous.
From DeMercado dropping the ball before the goal line to Murray having the ball snapped off the face.
What a bad mistake by him. That wasn't a mistake. He did it on purpose. A mistake is when you do something where you don't try to do it. He dropped the ball on purpose. Wait till you cross a goddamn. You know what? I would make an NFL rule nowadays. If that ever happens to you, you're suspended 1 game indefinitely.
You're going to suspend. The league's going to suspend
guys? It's just, how can this continue to happen?
They could get real crazy. Make it like, what is it, Australian rules football, where you got to touch the ball down on the ground to get a touchdown? Isn't that the rule there?
I don't know. I don't watch Australian football. The only thing I watch from Australia is Crown Jewel coming up on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. live from Perth. I don't know. By the way, did you know how long of a drive it takes from Perth to like Adelaide, Australia?
I guess probably
the southern coast.
Yeah, probably like 20, 24 hours.
28-hour drive.
Australia's big, dude.
Dude, it's like monstrous.
Yes. It's like the size of the United States almost.
Oh, I think it might be bigger than
that. It might be. But yeah, I mean, imagine if you tried to drive from like Jacksonville to Seattle. It's that kind of
thing. Honestly, it's like 3 cities. What is it? Perth, Brisbane, and Sydney, right?
Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney. There's one that starts with an M. Damn it. I'm going to forget now. I used to be good at geography when I was a kid.
Well, 99%
Melbourne.
99% of the population lives in that little area there. But I digress. Australian world football. You were talking about how the Titans gave up this crap-ass.
No, the Cardinals.
Whatever. I mean, that's embarrassing. And I'm sure the coaching staff has told them this before, but how can you continuously do this stuff?
Did you see the head coach go after DeMercado on the sideline? Jonathan Gannon?
Yeah.
There's a great video I saw this morning.
Just bench his ass.
He like comes up to him, and a couple players, like offensive linemen, are trying to console him, like, hey, you know, you screwed up. Get him next time, kid. Jonathan Gannon walks over there like Mark Sanchez going after an Uber Eats driver and is right in his face, and he's like hitting him on the pads and just storms off. And it's
be smarter.
It's
not do better. Or you made a mistake. No, you were just being a clown and it bit you. Even though it looked like he crossed the line, whatever.
It was close. It was really close.
Don't even put yourself in that position.
No. Run to the official in the back of the end zone and hand him the ball. Or if the official is trying to catch up because you just ripped off an 85-yard run, run through the end zone, turn around, and hand the ball to somebody.
You just cost your team a victory.
I mean, they melted down after that, too.
Wow.
Like I said, the ball's getting snapped off Kyler's face. They're picking balls off and fumbling it, and it gets kicked into the end zone.
Did he really go into concussion protocol after that?
Are you serious? I didn't see that part. I just don't understand. Look, we've been Pirates fans our entire lives. We've seen a lot of bad shit, right? I don't know how anybody could – like, what's it like to be an Arizona Cardinals fan?
Well, the funny you should say that. I've been an Arizona Cardinals football fan since the year 1985.
Why?
I don't know. It's a good question. If I was at my house right now, I could show you my old Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals jersey.
Dan Dierdorf.
No, it was like Neil Lomax. I do have a Neil Lomax jersey too. Somewhere.
You would.
I do have it downstairs. I have it downstairs in my basement. I saw it the other day.
See, this is the kind of stuff you should.
It was awful. They made the playoffs in 98. They upset Dallas.
Right.
And they got waxed by Minnesota.
Pat Tillman gear?
I was pretty much over it by then.
Okay. You were a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Oh, Jim Hart, Neil Lomax, Stump Mitchell, Roy Green.
Stump Mitchell. What a reference.
Oh, yeah. I was a big Eric Swan guy in the mid to late 90s.
Wow.
He came straight out of like JUCO or something. Didn't even go to the Division
One. Tight
school.
End, right?
My defensive line, monster guy.
Eric Swan.
Aeneas Williams.
Didn't he play tight end in college, though? I don't know.
I think he went to JUCO. OJ Anderson, he's right.
Well, if you're looking for a place to watch any games, including tonight, Monday Night Football between Kansas City and Jacksonville, Archie's on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, sports, all of it. Get on down there. I'm going to stop down later today. I don't have time to pick up wings, but going to personally thank Arch for his support. They do have 80-cent wing nights every Monday through Thursday night. A great menu of sandwiches, burgers, and flatbread pizzas, too. Daily drink specials as well. Get some wings, get an ice cold iron, enjoy Monday Night Football. Really, any football, the place to be.
Carson. What? I've been told that he will have some baseball games on tonight, too.
Oh, that's right. National League games tonight. Have you watched any of the baseball?
For some reason, my kid's all of a sudden a Yankees fan.
What?
Because he likes Aaron Judge.
How did he handle yesterday afternoon?
I don't think he's understood it yet.
He didn't understand that they were losing
11-9? I don't think he knows they played yet. He was just happy they beat the Red Sox. Aaron Fudge.
Well, they're not gonna beat the Jays, so squeeze every last drop of hope out of them.
Never count out the New York Yankees.
I'll count them out. They're done. They're cooked. Their bullpen, aside from Bednar, is trash. So they're done. Sorry. Tell the kid I apologize, but that's just the cold hard truth.
I don't know.
What was weird was we were at the neighbor's house Saturday night.
The Arnolds.
Yes, the Arnolds.
All right. Thanks for the invite.
It's not my house to invite you to, Mark. But there was a guy there. We were all, standing there while the kids were watching a movie. The great Dave Arnold, king of fun, puts up a giant screen in the backyard and lets the kids watch.
You got a fire going, probably, right?
There was a fire going.
Yep. Mangoes.
Kids were watching Casper or something. I don't know, on the big projector out in the backyard.
What are your kids, 5?
A lot of the kids are young. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that all right?
One of them's on my kid's team.
What'd you want us to put on, Saw?
Well, one of them's on my son's team, so I assume he's 8.
Yes, good guess by you. So we had the game on the TV. We're watching Florida State, Miami, a whole bunch of us. Some guy walks up, who I didn't know. Some guy walks up. He's like, where's the baseball? You know, the Mariners-Tigers game. I just thought, and he ended up changing the channel to the baseball game, which was fine because eventually the Miami-Florida State game got out of hand and the baseball game was better. It went to extra innings. But, like, you walk into somebody's house and you just change the channel like that.
Well, you know what? They're probably watching this, and it's probably some relative, and you're probably...
Probably. I'm probably talking shit. I'm probably talking out of school.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I saw your buddy Tim Vickers yesterday. Twice? They had a baseball...
clinic? The old fall youth baseball clinic?
Yes, and then I went to that homecoming thing just to see what it was about. That was a mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see my daughter up there?
Yeah, amongst the 500 people.
I don't know how many people were up there.
Why didn't you go up there if your daughter's up there?
Because she was volunteering.
Yeah, so
I don't get National Honor Society volunteer hours for going.
And he told me that he's never saw you wear the PJ hat on the podcast.
Well, that's bullshit, Tim. I've worn it multiple times. I'll wear it tomorrow there or the next day whenever we do another show.
I got the Iron City one on.
I had my TJ hat on this morning when I went for a walk with my wife.
So I was wearing the TJ one because the high school team was doing this clinic or whatever.
Right.
And I had the special alternate one and nobody else had it. So everybody was like, oh, where'd you get this at?
Don't worry about it. You have
your don't worry about it.
You have your ways. The first person I thought of was you. Like, Cabali would never do that. He'd never walk up and just change channel at someone else's house.
If it was like a relative of mine, I would.
Really? You just grab the remote and take charge.
I was at my brother's house and he's watching like some crap. I would go, yeah, give me that clicker.
You still call it a clicker?
Absolutely. Because it used to click.
Yeah, it used to. It hasn't clicked in like 45 years.
I'm so old.
How old are you?
That I remember when there was no such things as remote controls.
The remote control was a kid who happened to be close to the TV, and you'd give him a kick and say, hey, go turn on channel 4. I got to see what Nardo has to say about the weather.
I still do that now. I go, hey, kid, I think I left my glasses downstairs. Can you go get them? Best thing, that's how you need to have kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have them fetch things for you.
If I get my daughter to do that, there ain't no way that's happening.
No. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC. It's going to get chilly here. Probably the last nice day in a while. 80 and sunny out today. Very quickly, it'll be fall. It'll be winter. And you want to make sure the furnace is working. Before you have to fire it up, they'll come out and give it a look. Give it a little check. Make sure you're all good, ready to go for the cold months ahead. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook or give them a call. 412-297-1852. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. Cabali just left. He's just gone. He just said, screw it. I'm done. That's epic work by him. Really is. Totally unsurprising. I'm guessing he hit a button on his computer or he forgot to plug it in and it just died. Just totally dead. And he's just going to leave now. Yeah. So that's probably going to do it. He's going to bitch about it, but I'll update everybody on our picks since he's gone and he apparently has no interest in coming back. Oh, wait, hold on. We might have him.
Hey.
What the hell did you do?
A bad internet connection.
Sure. Yeah.
I hit the wrong
button. Forget to plug in the laptop?
No, I hit the wrong button. I was closing out of some, and I hit the wrong button. Oh, shit. That's it.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
I was just going to update everybody on the picks because I'm a game ahead of you again. I am. You had the Niners. I had the Rams. We went over that the other day. We both had the Vikings. I had the Texans. You did not.
Who did the Texans play again?
The Ravens. You had the Saints. I had the Giants. But I had the Broncos and the Cowboys. You did not. We both had the Colts. I had Carolina. You didn't, despite what you said.
I think it's the other way around. We got to check the film on that.
No, we don't. We both got Tampa, Seattle wrong. You had Tennessee and got lucky. And then we both had Washington and Detroit as well. We both had Buffalo. That didn't work out. So, oh, wait, here we go. Pony's Burner has the latest. Speaking of ridiculous rumors, the Steelers are going to trade Roman Wilson to the Raiders for Jacoby Myers. There you go. There's your latest ridiculous pony rumor.
So, now, was it the pony rumor, colon, which means
he just made it up?
He just started the rumor or he heard a rumor? I can't seem to figure that one out. I'm going to have to ask him next time.
Yeah, pop in before you leave the building and see what he has to say. So I'm one game up on the picks, and we both have Kansas City tonight. We'll have to get it back together before Thursday's game.
Hey, Steelers signed Jack Henderson, by the way. Safety.
Who?
Jack Henderson, because they lost – what's his face to Tampa? Who did they lose to Tampa? I can't think of his name now.
Must be really important.
Yeah, the safety from Iowa. Not Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, Castro?
Yeah, they lost him.
Seabass?
They lost him to Tampa.
Ah, that sucks.
So they added Jack Henderson from wherever the hell he's from.
I don't know.
Carolina. He played for a couple other teams. He's undrafted guy last year.
I liked Castro.
Man, put him on the roster. You probably had an opportunity to put him on the roster if somebody puts a claim in for him. I guess they chose not to. What's happened is he has to stay on the Buccaneers roster for, 4 weeks?
Okay.
Once they dump him back on the practice squad, they'll bring him back. So that tends to happen from time to time.
Okay. Yeah, because I like Castro. They're solid at safety now, I think, especially with Elliott back. But I like the way Thornhill played against Minnesota. Clark still looks pretty good. But, okay. Well, minor roster move. It's not quite worthy of a Filippone tweet. But
oh, my goodness. Mark Sanchez now faces a felony battery charge, which carries a 1 to 6 year sentence, according to Tom Pelissero.
Because he tried to beat the shit out of some poor 60-year-old.
1 to 6 years. Holy shoot.
Yeah. I didn't think downtown Indianapolis was that dangerous, but apparently with Mark Sanchez.
I thought downtown, that's one of my favorite places to go to.
That's what I'm saying. It's really
nice place. It holds a lot of events.
What's it going to be like next year, by the way, speaking of big events, when there's a million people in Pittsburgh for the draft? That's going to be a shit show, isn't it?
I hope not to be one of them.
Where are you going to go?
Nowhere near that downtown.
Downtown.
Hopefully we'll be up at the old Pittsburgh Brewing Company, maybe.
Ooh, that'd be a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that. All right, let's wrap it up for today. We'll do it again on Wednesday. Tomlin's press conference tomorrow, obviously. Maybe a little more insight on what the hell they plan to do at wide receiver with Calvin Austin out. Probably not.
Gump and con man see cops and stabbings every day. Well, con man is from Boston, so of course he does.
So he brought it with him. I mean,
Gump too.
Yeah. All right, that's gonna wrap it up for today. You go to practice, find out what you can find out, and we'll have the Tomlin press conference tomorrow. We'll break that down on Wednesday and continue to get you ready for the Cleve Brownies as well. Don't forget to follow on all the social media. If you're one of the first 500 on Instagram, you got a chance to win the Yoli's gift certificate, $100. Go get yourself and your family, or just yourself, a nice dinner, maybe a couple ice cold mangoes as well while you're at it.
Mangoes.
Subscribe on YouTube as well. If you haven't already, subscribe. If you have, tell somebody else. Ian's got no idea what you're missing with this Kabali and Mac. It's crazy. Kaboom doesn't show up sometimes. Other times he leaves early because he forgets to charge his computer. Mac just sits in his basement, needs a new hairdo because his hair's all falling out. They bitch about stupid stuff. And every once in a while, they actually give you some stellar insight. Tell friends to subscribe as well. We appreciate it. Appreciate all the sponsors supporting the show as well. Go have a great Victory Monday, Pittsburgh, because everybody in the AFC North lost, and we'll talk again soon. All right, see you later. Bye.